106 cap.
Side the 50. Shanahan from behind, but he couldn't spoil Mansfield. Illegally or legally that time, a mark to Michael.
So, Thomas, what do you think about the football so far?
Oh, sorry, I was just eating some footballs.
There it goes! He catches it. Oh, no, he's running! He's running! Oh, here's a tackle! Yeah!
It'll be a bounce.
Oh, look at that ball. Treading that ball like complete gold. My God. Oh, look at that bullet. And those zebra dudes are treating it like grass after a big drought.
And now we have the Cats with it. They kick it, and, well, it's left running. They don't quite have it, but still.
There it goes. Woohoo! What a bouncer! Yeah, it's like a yo-yo.
The Cats have it now again. The Cats whiff the ball as they go along, and there's a mark to the Saints. He plays on. The Saints still whiff it, and he kicks directly to the Cats. He's taken the mark, and he kicks, doesn't, and play on here. The Saints have it as they keep going, and here we have the Cats. They kick it, and there's another mark. And, well, he's going to take the mark here, and just getting into position for the kick. I wonder if he'll get the goal. Here's Prime with a little... And there's a goal. He's got... Oh, no, it's a behind. And so here's Prime just talking to you.
And there's only been two behinds kicked in the game. St Kilda, three goals straight. Geelong, two goals two. And McKinnon has kicked both the behinds. Ozzie Jones to kick in for the Saints.
Neil across the field, yeah. Oh, look, he's got it. Yep. Oh, he's going to throw it now. Yep. He's passed. Whoa, what a let throw. Yes, hit the right person. Yep. Will the Zebras get it? No. They missed. There's a miss. Come on, Zebras, get it. Yeah, the Zebras got it. The Zebras have got it. The old Zebras. Whoa, what a tackle! They could kill somebody like that!
And they're going to have a ball up. First quarter, 7:33 left, Geelong by 3 points.
Happy birthday!
And it's gone out by the looks of it. And now we have our boundary rider. Well, what's happening down on the boundary?
Oh, Geelong are going too good at the moment. And St Kilda only get a move on or otherwise I'll be left behind. And this is a boundary rider reporting. Hang on.
Anyway, the and boundary rider one, I think, wants to talk to us.
I'm boundary rider number three, and I've been running around the boundary all day, and I can't keep up with them. They go here and there, and they're so fast. Look out, they're going to kick a goal in a minute.
And so boundary rider three. I think it is. No, it's quarter time, 23-19, Geelong are leading St Kilda. So, very good play at quarter time. I know you haven't heard all of this game so far, but I must say it's going very well. As they go in, I've enjoyed this, so I'll stop the tape until they bring up some other scores. Uh, 29-12, North Melbourne lead West Coast. I'm waiting for... And Hawthorn are leading Collingwood 48-1. 48-1, Hawthorn are leading Collingwood. And so 47... And that is a very big score. And so... That is a major score, and really, I'm just amazed they could score so much in just one quarter. 47 points the difference.
Saturday morning from 7. In a moment, the latest news, sport and weather, then the Bruce Bond Investment Program.
I'm glad you called. We got a party going on and it's free for all. I can't quite hear you, the music's so loud. Just drive this way until you see the crowd. The cars will be parked all up in the yard. The doorbell's buzzing, so knock real hard. No, on second thought.
I must say, it's now the start of our program, Dinosaur. How are you, Dinosaur?
Rawr, I'm having an excellent time.
Well, thank you for coming on the program. And exactly, well, what are you thinking of this area so far?
Well, it's an excellent place and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Right. Well, if you did have to go, where would you go?
Well, I'd go... somewhere... which was like this place. Teddy's major and almost major issues. Yes, I'm Teddy, and I must say that it's an excellent day. Well, in major issues, well, you might want to know it is... such a great day, and well, I can only say you cannot get a sunnier day than this. Not a cloud in the sky, and also, well, I did get a new Teddy's Major and Almost Major Issues room. It was decorated for me. And thank you to Dinosaur, who did all that stuff for us, for the driving competition, and I'm sure he enjoys what he's got. And in Almost Major Issues, Mark Taylor back in form. Anyway, that's Teddy. Well, I'm Teddy with Teddy's Major and Almost Major Issues. The news! Yes, I'm Goldie reporting from the newsroom. And the light is flashing. The light's still flashing. And they're up. And it's Red Jeep in the lead here. Red Jeep in the lead. And they come to the corner as, well, he's taken over by Slimline. Red Jeep, Slimline. Slimline's still in the lead. Red Jeep. And it's going to be close. And it looks like it could be a dead heat. Well, they're going to... It's a photo finish. And I'm sure that it's won by Slimline. Well, as we see here, you can call this bit horse. Yes, indeed, they have something. It's looking interesting. And what do you know? It is... Slimline by a frame. Slimline by 1/24th of a second. Well, that was close. And so, here are the dividends. Well, Gallopy Gallopy. Now, what am I talking about here? He is on holiday for a week. Slimline for the win pays $2,000. For the place, $1,000. And for the place, we have Red Jeep paying that honourable price. I'm sure you'll enjoy this. $100. In a way I don't want to have to, but here goes. Now, you're back with a Snick Knock. What was your sleep like? Oh, it was very good. I dreamed that I actually had a tree in my backyard which was growing pizzas.